Hello, I'm Becky Bees, Vice President of Marketing and Community Life at Roland Park Place, Baltimore's only metropolitan senior living experience. You're listening to A Valuable Perspective, stories, advice, and reflections from some of the city's most knowledgeable and worldly citizens, the residents who call Roland Park Place their home. We're here today with our special guest, Mrs. Nancy Bradford, a resident of Roland Park Place since 2005. Mrs. Bradford is a retired educator and former middle school head at St. Paul's School for Girls. After retiring from her position at St. Paul's School for Girls, she earned her MS in pastoral counseling from Loyola College. She then went on to serve as the counselor at Our Lady of Pompeii High School. A mother of five, two daughters and three sons, Mrs. Bradford remains active in a number of organizations and volunteers her time at Turnaround Tuesday, a program dedicated to helping people with criminal records, long stints of unemployment, or other challenges, land jobs with major Baltimore employers like Johns Hopkins Hospital and the University of Maryland Medical System. The program was developed by Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development, or BILD. Mrs. Bradford has been a volunteer at Turnaround Tuesday for 3 years. Mrs. Bradford, welcome to the program, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
You have a rich background as an educator and counselor. In addition to your work at St. Paul's School for Girls and Our Lady of Pompeii, your late husband was the former headmaster of Boys Latin School. How did this love of education bring you to your current role as a volunteer at Turnaround Tuesday?
Well, as an educator and a pastoral counselor, I believe that all people should learn and grow all of their lives. I also believe that those of us who can should volunteer. I became involved with Turnaround Tuesday through my church, Brown Memorial on Park Avenue. As you've explained, Becky, this is a movement designed to help people make changes in their lives and find employment. When I heard about the work they do at Turnaround Tuesday, I thought perhaps with my education and my career in education and as a counselor, I could be of some help.
So what do you do as a volunteer at Turnaround Tuesday?
Well, remember, many people who come to Turnaround Tuesday have made major mistakes and many have been incarcerated. My job is to meet them one-on-one, talk about their lives, the mistakes they've made, how they feel about themselves, and what they hope for the future. We role-play interviews. I emphasize total honesty when they talk about their backgrounds. I make suggestions about appropriate behavior and dress for an interview. We meet again within a couple of weeks to see what kind of progress we've made. It's such a pleasure when someone gets a job and comes running back to tell you how they're doing.
So what are some of the challenges facing the members at Turnaround Tuesday?
Well, they have huge problems. They have poverty, unemployment, homelessness, many live on the streets, and poor self-esteem. Those who've been incarcerated have an additional problem. They have a record, and they have to convince employers that that's part of their past and that they're ready to move on. When people first come to Turnaround Tuesday, they're discouraged and yet hopeful that Turnaround Tuesday can help them. Each person is required to attend several sessions on Tuesday mornings to prepare them for their first interview.
So through your volunteer efforts, you're truly changing people's lives. In closing, what valuable perspective do you have for those listening about staying active in your community? And how do you think your community volunteer efforts have improved your quality of life?
Well, it's important, I feel, for people who are able to contribute to the community. Not only does it help the organization or the people you work with, it helps you to keep your mind and body active. When I leave Turnaround Tuesday, I feel energized. Knowing that you've helped an individual in some way has a powerful impact on your mental and physical health. I plan to continue to do this as long as I'm able.
My special thanks to Roland Park Place resident, Mrs. Nancy Bradford, for joining us here today. This has been A Valuable Perspective, brought to you by Roland Park Place, Baltimore City's only continuing care retirement community. Tune in next time for more lessons to learn right here on A Valuable Perspective. For more information about Roland Park Place, visit our website at rolandparkplace.org. I'm Becky Bees.